Welcome to Supersized Science, where we feature research and discoveries nationwide, enabled by advanced computing technology and expertise at the Texas Advanced Computing Center of the University of Texas at Austin. I'm Jorge Salazar, a science writer at TAC. Optical tweezers manipulate tiny things like cells and nanoparticles using lasers. While they might sound like tractor beams from science fiction, the fact is their development garnered scientists a Nobel Prize in 2018. Scientists have now used TAC's Stampede 2 and Lone Star 5 supercomputers to make optical tweezers safer to use on living cells, with applications to cancer therapy, environmental monitoring, and more. On the podcast today is Pavana Kalipura, a recent UT Austin graduate who co-authored a study on optical tweezers published August 2023 in Nature Communications, written just before he completed his PhD in mechanical engineering under fellow study co-author Yubing Zheng of UT Austin, the corresponding author of the paper. Dr. Kalipura, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Now, could you tell us about the main findings of your study on using heat generated by lasers to safely manipulate microparticles and biological cells? This is a work that was published August 2023 in Nature Communications.
Yes. So just to give you a brief on the field itself, it's called as optical tweezers. And the whole idea is this. Whenever, let's say, you want to build a building, you start from the basic entities like bricks or wooden panels and stuff, and then you build the entire house. Now, the idea of optical tweezers is to do the same thing, but at the micro and nanoscale level. So all these microparticles and nanoparticles are arranged in certain fashions to achieve properties that are typically not found in the nature. So that is one of the primary goals of optical tweezers. The other major field where optical tweezers is employed is in biology, for biomechanical studies, for cellular interaction studies, for drug delivery purposes. And there are these bunch of applications in biology alone. And one of the major problems here is that, you know, at least when it comes to biology, is there needs to be a refractive index gradient or a contrast between the particles that you want to trap and the surroundings of the particle, right? It needs to be visible to the laser beam. And in order to do that, you need to use extremely high laser powers, because in biological substances, that refractive index contrast, that is not very evident. And when you do that, you are just hitting a single biological cell with this high amount of radiation energy, and it induces something called as photon damage. And one of the major challenges in the field is this. And in order to overcome that, people have used optothermal tweezers. And the way they do it is, along with this optical force, they also introduce a temperature gradient, and that will help us to trap these microparticles at lower laser powers. But now, because we are using a temperature gradient, we are inducing a temperature hotspot. Now the cells are at a different temperature, at an elevated temperature. And that also destroys the cells. You know, you do not want them to go beyond a particular temperature, right? And the main idea of this work is, it's pretty simple. It is getting damaged because of the heat. Just cool it down. Just cool the entire thing down. And then you heat it with the laser beam. So eventually, when it gets trapped, when the biological cell gets trapped or any entity gets trapped, the temperature at that trap is still somewhere close to the ambient temperature of 27 degrees centigrade or 34 degrees centigrade. You can control it now, right? And because of this, you can trap it at lower laser power, and you can control the temperature at which you are able to trap. So essentially, you are just removing any possible photon damage or thermal damage to the cells. So that is the major idea of this work. And then we have employed this to red blood cells, human red blood cells. And the reason why we are using these red blood cells is because they are very, very sensitive to temperature changes or any, environmental factors. So when we are doing this using conventional tweezers, the cells, they just rupture, they die immediately. And what we have demonstrated is that you know, no matter what kind of solution the cells are dispersed in, it does not really matter. Our technique can safely trap and manipulate them. So that was one of the major findings in the study. The other thing is for drug delivery applications, where we are trapping plasmonic vesicles without rupturing them. And then we are able to manipulate these vesicles to different locations and then hit it with a secondary laser beam to just burst open the cargo, the drug that is inside these vesicles, and then just you know, deliver them to the prescribed locations.
Could you speak now to the work that your team of scientists did at TAC? Why the supercomputers? What were they needed?
That's a really good question. So the goal, you know, when we are trying to explore all these avenues for optical tweezers, we also need to make sure that the lasers can actually induce certain mechanical motion to these cells, right? You know, you would want to use sufficiently high laser power in order to attract these cells. And, you know, not just for this, for any applications like bioanalysis or anything else, you need to be able to mechanically compute what are the force mechanisms or what is the force magnitudes that you can achieve at a particular laser power. And that is what we have done in this particular study when we are trying to look at it from a quantitative perspective. So when there is optical fields, when there is thermophoretic fields, when there is thermoelectric fields all acting on a single cell, you'd want to understand what is the effect of each of these components. And optical force, we need to understand its effect on the motion of particle. And in order to achieve that, we need to use full-scale 3D simulations. The system that is set up, it's so complex in terms of computational cost requirements, and our local workstations just cannot support it. We need to run it for days in order to achieve one data point, and that is where TAC has really helped us in our analysis. It gives us our results much quicker than anything else that we have, and that is one of the major implementations of TAC in our study.
Could you speak to the broader impact of the study, like the broader context, really, the scientific context? How does it kind of fit into the scientific context of the work of hundreds, thousands of scientists around the world using laser light to try to manipulate biological systems for applications like drug delivery?
Okay, so if we are talking about drug delivery per se, so there's a lot of research that is going on in trying to fabricate nanoparticles and these bio drugs, biomolecules as drugs. And one of the major challenges is to ensure that these drugs, however administered in human patients, reach to the correct spot. You know, let's say if you're taking cancer drug, you want those drug molecules to hit the cancer, the tumorous portions in your body. Now, unfortunately, the way our human body works is that when we, let's say, take a dosage of 100%, 1 to 2%, that is the maximum that of the drug molecules that actually reaches the cells. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong here, based on others, but as far as I know, that is the ratio of the drug that is actually reaching the tumor. And there's extensive research that is going on in trying to increase this intake. And the other 98 or 99% of the drug that needs to be excreted out of the human body in the right fashion, right? And that also has a lot of challenges in itself. And the reason why laser-induced drug delivery is important is because we can focus right on the target and we can deliver it right on that particular target. And this way, the amount of drug that you are consuming into your body, that goes down significantly. And also you can specify at what locations you can administer the drug. And that is one of the major advantages of laser light for the optical tweezers in general for drug delivery. And it reduces the system toxicity. And now, because every patient is different, right? And so obviously the drugs that you want to develop should also be very specific to the patient that you want to. Now, the entire research is moving towards the area of personalized medicine, And optical tweezers serve as a good method of delivering that personalized medicine to the right target. And the other things that I can think on the top of my head is, let's say, combinational therapies. So you can use one laser to deliver the drug, and then you can use a secondary laser to cut the for microsurgery, if you may say, and then cut it open, and then use the primary laser to deliver the drug molecule. So optical tweezers, it's a beautiful concept. It can be integrated with a lot of other technologies out there. So I think it's just beautiful.
You've been listening to Bhavana Kalipura, recently of UT Austin. Supersized Science is part of the Texas Podcast Network, the conversations changing the world, brought to you by the University of Texas at Austin. The opinions expressed in this podcast represent the views of the host, not of the University of Texas at Austin. For the Texas Advanced Computing Center, I'm Jorge Salazar.